Ecuador's President Rafael Correa is determined to downsize the U.S. military presence at the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Quito. Political feathers were ruffled after it was revealed that four members of the U.S. Armed Forces were aboard an Ecuadorian military helicopter which came under fire last October close to the border with neighboring Colombia. An economist by training, part of which was in the United States, President Rafael Correa is no avid fan of Washington. He's claiming the current U.S. military presence at the embassy there adds up to almost 50 personnel, and that's far too many. A spokesman at the U.S. Embassy in Quito begs to differ, explaining that there are about 20 U.S. Defense Department employees there. Since becoming president in 2008, Rafael Correa has distanced himself from the United States. In 2009, Ecuador refused to renew an agreement which had previously allowed the U.S. to use its territory as a base from which military flights conducted surveillance operations on illicit drug trafficking operations. For Vatican Radio, James Blizz reporting.